Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You've been a very helpful witness, Mr. Cohen. Mr. McNulty, take the stand. Might I remind you, you're under oath. Smartphones go away. We're better off or worse off?
Unequivocally better.
Better off without them.
Unequivocally. And I point to the example of the Louisiana crawfish boil. You and I have talked about this before. It's one of the few places that exists anywhere from high-speed travel on the interstate to intimate moments with your family where the cell phone is not a constant fixation. And I am not preaching, you know, from up high on this. I am 100% that person with the phone in the hand. But at the crawfish boil, the phone is in the pocket because the hands are busy and covered in crawfish guts. And isn't that nice? Just for a few minutes. Whatever is dinging and pinging and ponging in your, on your phone can just wait until you get that mushroom at the, underneath that.
So, well, hang on a second. Jordan Fiegel, our millennial misanthrope, sent a gift to me of Old Man Simpson yelling out at Old Man yells at clouds. And Jordan said, that's what this conversation is. Now, yes, now I don't think it is because I just don't think. Go ahead, Dave. What are you going to lose?
I think I look at it in a the phone is a lot of things. What it has really boiled down to is no longer a phone. It's a computer that is a content gathering machine.
Exactly.
You see people are they're photographing everything, they're videoing everything. You can do all this before.
It's not a phone. It's a computer. Let's redefine it because it's not a phone. It's a computer.
It's a very small computer that happens to have a phone app. But you could do all these things before, and people did. And it just took a slight more effort, and what you turned out was more valuable as a result. Not everybody was a cultural anthropologist because they could wave their little pocket computer at things and like have commentary on it anytime something upset them at waiting in line at the supermarket or they're bored in their car. You had actually had to make an effort to put your opinions and your angst and your frustrations and your judgments out into the world. And maybe that pause of like, I'm so upset, I'm going to compose a letter to the editor, or I am going to have a discussion about this with my friends on the porch. Maybe that pause and that mental activity, or just the process of developing your film and seeing what was on that camera, maybe that cooled you off just a bit, and maybe not having that cool off period is the reason people are so dang hot and quick.
No. Irrelevant. Your Honor, objection, irrelevant. That's got nothing. No. See you. Thank you, Dave. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for working for Monday. Let's talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. How you doing, man? Where you been eating? Where you been drinking?
Well, everywhere I've been doing that, I've been taking pictures and videos with my phone. So
there you go.
Reality check here.
You could be using a camera for that.
Yeah, and if you see me doing one of my exercise walks along Bayou St. John, I got my phone in my hand and I'm mm-hmm. taking notes on my phone. Yeah, it would change my life for sure. But, you know, interesting thought experiment. Mm-hmm. Tommy, I've had a great week of eating and drinking, and I've had a great week of talking with New Orleans people, restaurant people, but also just restaurant lovers about restaurants, about dining out, about food, because we're in that pivotal time. And I feel like we've talked about this for a while now, coming into the summer. Summer is so crucial. It's so pivotal. It's so rough for the restaurants, but also the flip side of it is it can be so rewarding for us as restaurant and food enthusiasts. And the evidence of that is just playing out all over my coverage this week. I had an interesting sort of a thought experiment, a theory that I was analyzing with restaurant people. You know, the restaurants take a lot of hits in the summertime. Would it be better to just close, just altogether close? A lot of New Orleans restaurants, you all go on hiatus, hibernate, avoid the losses you inevitably take, and then, you know, open up in late September, October, see you for the upswing. And that was in theory, and I was getting feedback from restaurant people about that. And then right in the middle of gathering that information, I learned that one is doing pretty much just that, the Uptown restaurant Boucherie in Carrollton, actually. Great place, been around forever, started as a food truck, grew into a really unique restaurant. They decided, you know what, we're closing all of June, all of July. We'll see you in August when culinary, the citywide summer dining program starts up. We just can't do it. We can't take the losses we took last summer, and we have some other options for our staff, which is a crucial thing.
That's what I wanted to ask you. How do you do that? What does that look like for the staff?
Well, so they're an outlier, right? But mm-hmm. it was interesting because Boucherie is testing out the thing that a lot of restaurant people have told me they have mulled and haven't found a way to quite do. And the big thing is that, right? You need your staff. You've trained your staff. You love your staff. They're great at what they do. You can't just tell them to hit the bricks and try to rehire everybody in 3 or 4 months, right? It just, that's how ski towns work. That's how beach towns work. But that's not New Orleans, not yet anyway. Are we going that way? I don't know. In the case of Boucherie, they had a unique circumstance where they have another restaurant around the corner called Bure, which is very casual. And the chef, Nathaniel, over both of them, he is in the process of revamping Bure to become something much different, much more sort of a picture like an uptown Bacchanal with an outdoor patio, kind of beer garden, wine garden, a lot of charcuterie, deli, that kind of thing. And he's got a farm-to-table program that he's developing with a large warehouse space that's going to bring a lot of fresh food in, and he works with schools on lunch and feeding programs. So he's got other things in the works that he can deploy his restaurant staff to do until through June and July, for those who want to stick with him, until August when Boucherie reopens. Not all restaurants have that. Pointedly, restaurant people I talked to said, yeah, we really did consider it. Like, we lose our shirts. Like, they really lose a lot of money. I'm not talking about not making money or not doing as well as they do, you know, in February, March. Like, they gush money until the upswing comes around. And so they're looking for anything to help them, and they have to consider, well, what if we just close the doors, cut expenses, didn't have to turn on the AC, didn't have to do this, didn't have to do that. But it all comes down to they want to keep their folks, they want to keep their people. So they find different ways to do it. Great example, I have a story about this right now, NOLA.com, is the restaurant Palm and Pine, who are very open with me about how they've struggled with this. It's a great restaurant on the edge of the French Quarter, very close to the Sanger. I recommend it all the time. It's a modern New Orleans restaurant. I really love it. And so they go into summer trim. You know, they cut what they can. They cut a day of service. They cut one of the weekend brunches. They close an hour early. They reduce staff. They go down to one bartender. The chefs, the owners are both chefs, and now they're working stations in the kitchen where maybe they're working two of them where before they had a cook working one of them. And it's not all about cuts. They also do things to bring people in and boost interest. So they start a guest chef series through the summer. They bring in other people from around the country that they're friends with, they want to collaborate with, and they can do a special event around. And that's what you start seeing as the summer progresses. Restaurants go off the script. They do a lot of different things. They're trying to boost interest in the public. And frankly, they're also recharging their own spirit, the morale. They're getting their fighting spirit back up. Like, this is why we do this. Being a restaurateur, a small, independent mom and pop kind of place. And I've by the way, that qualifies everything from a sandwich shop to a Commander's Palace. I mean, these are all, independent restaurants are all kind of family restaurants in New Orleans. It's a passion business. And that passion battery can take a beating in the summer when you look at low reservation books and empty dining rooms and empty bars. You start to wonder if people like you or not anymore. Where is everybody? Truth is, they're feeling kind of broke themselves, or they're at the beach, or the tourists aren't around, but they're still thinking about you, so you give them reasons to come back out and see you. And that's another reason why summer dining in New Orleans is kind of glorious. The locals have campus to themselves, right? And the restaurants are going more than halfway to attract you, and it can be a really good time, and your business will never matter more. And we can talk a lot more about this as the summer goes on, Tommy. I want to keep going on it. But,
yeah, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. One thing I do want to touch on, since you brought it up, is about the staff, because this is the way my mind works. I'm thinking it's important that you have a staff that you're comfortable with, that wait staff. It can make or break the restaurant, right, the front of the house. So you want to keep the good people you have. But yet, if you close, what are they going to do? Are you going to get them back? Are they going to go do something else? But if you don't close and you stay open and it's slow, are they making any money anyway? We'll pick it up there. We come back with Ian McNulty. Also, we'll talk eating and drinking spots. You got any questions about where to eat or drink this Memorial Day weekend? The Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text line is open as always, 504-260-1870. Please do not text and drive. More with Ian McNulty when we come back on WWL. So as we talk about restaurants, you know, if you burn stuff in a kitchen, nobody knows about it. You just cook it over. When you screw it up on the air, everybody knows about it. I dropped tea on my papers and my notes, which meant I tried to open something online while I was talking Ian McNulty, and as I tried to do that, I opened it, and it came up in Japanese. At that point, I was pretty much screwed. Let's talk about staffing in restaurants and the conundrum of it's slow in summertime, so you don't want to close because you don't lose your staff, but if they're not making any money anyway, how do you balance that?
Well, and as I learned from my story this week, there are strategies that restaurants have deployed over the long term. One of them is you encourage folks to take vacations, you know, take 2 weeks, take a month. But, you know, things are changing, Tommy, and it's getting harder. It's getting harder for the restaurants to manage this summer shift because, well, as we all know, costs are going up. Costs are especially going up for restaurants. Food prices, staffing, utilities, that unabated insurance crisis that the state is contending with while our leaders waste a lot of time on social warfare, cultural war issues instead of just fixing the things that would really help us. Can you tell I'm pleading? All of these things impact restaurants especially. And because of their profit margins are so very thin, and in New Orleans, and this is not just the city thing, this is all over the metro area because the metro area is completely dependent on New Orleans, they have to save up money in the good times because they know they're going to give it away in the slow times. And so the strategies have to change because that math is getting much, much harder. So it's getting to the point now where restaurant people tell me, in some cases, if they're hiring people during the busy time because they need all hands on deck, they're going to have full dining rooms. This is great. This is the time to make hay. Sometimes they're telling these folks, look, this is a seasonal hire now. And if you have if you're from out of town, you know, if you have some connections back home, wherever that is, maybe get a summer job back there. You know, if you have friends working somewhere else that's really busy in the summertime, maybe think about doing that because we'd love to have you back in October, but we might not be able to keep you June, July, August, September. So that's different. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The staffing thing is the conundrum. That's the thing. And so, you know, they encourage vacations, and frankly, just people earn less. And another way that plays out is, you know, some of the biggest supporters of the local restaurant scene are other restaurant hospitality workers, waiters, cooks, bartenders, managers, the people who live and breathe that business and love hospitality and really get it. They spread their money around. I mean, sometimes the hospitality economy in New Orleans feels like one pot of money that sort of gets traded from restaurant and bar to restaurant and bar. But one measure you can see is that, you know, Monday nights are usually really big for restaurants that are open because people from hospitality jobs go out on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Their places may be closed. That's a good night for a lot of places until the summer starts progressing. And as the summer progresses, that gets less and less busy because those people have less and less money. I mean, you can just read it in the room sometimes. So, you know, it's a big problem. It's a big issue, and it's something that everybody in the business has to contend with. And again, I'll harp on this a little bit. It's not just the city. It's not just, oh, that's what you get for, you know, depending on tourism in New Orleans. All of the metro area is one way or the another dependent on New Orleans, which is the economic engine of Louisiana. And there's a lot riding on the hospitality culture of New Orleans that spreads out throughout the entire community. And so even people who run restaurants in Metairie and Kenner and the West Bank.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They tell me, it's slower in the summer because everybody's feeling it. Everyone has less money and people go on vacations and they're contending with come back to school bills. So there's a lot of it to go around, and it's there's no one solution, but I know that people are getting more creative with it because the odds and the stakes are getting harder.
Let's make some suggestions for people. Somebody texted in and said they understand the problem the restaurants face. That's why they and wife try to go to a different restaurant each week to try to support them that they've never eaten at before. So give me some suggestions, some places where people can go eat if they want to support the local restaurant, have something different to eat. Give me some suggestions for places that perhaps people have never been.
Let me give you a couple strategies first, okay? We can talk particular restaurants, but you know everybody is feeling it, so I don't want to single out, hey, go to Joe's restaurant or whatever,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Think about the flexibility of your own schedule, because even as slow as things get in the summertime, Friday at 7 o'clock is still the time that everyone wants to go out to dinner. Saturday at 7 o'clock is when everyone wants to go out to dinner. And I've had restaurant people tell me they pull their hair out because in the summertime they know they're going to do 75% of their business for the night at one seating at 7 o'clock on Friday or Saturday. So if it's summertime, you're able to kick off early and get a 5 o'clock reservation. Heck, I've gotten 4:30 p.m. reservations before. And Tommy, I am here for it because that means cocktail hour starts early.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. And if you can extend the day with these late sunsets and you have some aperitifs somewhere and then you pick up that 8 o'clock reservation, even that 8:30 reservation, sun's gone down, it's getting cool, maybe you can eat outside on the patio because as hot as it is in the summertime during the day, it often is very nice to sit outside in the evening if you're surrounded by big oak trees and gardens and such. Do that, you know. So that lets the restaurants basically double or triple the business that they can do. Don't look at, you know, if you go to book an online reservation and you see it's all the 7 o'clocks are booked up. Be a little flexible with your schedule. Also, pick up the phone. Very often, especially in New Orleans, don't rely on what the internet shows you, please. Like, it's not everything you see on Resy or OpenTable is the only reservations that these restaurants have, especially if you're calling from a 504 or 985 number. The restaurant picks that up. They know you're local. Yeah, they often have a couple tables they're holding back or that aren't on their online platform. So maybe you can get that 7 o'clock after all. Or they may suggest, hey, if you could come in at 6:30, that would be great. Work with them a little bit, mm-hmm. right? To that effect, parties. You know, the parties, the holiday party scene is huge for restaurants. You can make your own holiday party in the summertime. That, you know, three out of 12 people are bound to have birthdays between the months of June, July, and August, right? Mm-hmm. So do it up, you know, do it up like it was a holiday party. It's a lot easier to get a table for 10 in June and July and August than it is in December. Believe me, I'm a December baby. Maybe I'm going to do halfway to my birthday party this year.
Do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. That is what I'm going
to
do.
Why do you have to be 2.5? Why can't you be 35 and a half?
Exactly. So that's another idea. Or also, if you're booking a party, if you know you're booking a party, your law firm, your accounting firm, whatever, is booking a party, a Christmas party, you know, you're going to spend some money, you have that budgeted for the holidays. I'm not talking about doing it now, don't change the world, but you're going to book a party in December or something, book it now and pay the deposit now. You know you're going, but the restaurant could use that cash now badly. For the business that they're going to give you when it's the busy time. Is it things like that? Just think about, like, what can I do? I'm not asking you to spend more money because we're all up against it. You know, there's only so much discrepant, you know what I mean, the dining dollars.
There's only so much money to go around. I mean, right. And if I owned a restaurant, I'd be concerned about that because there's only so much disposable income that people have.
Right. So use it right. And I've had restaurant people tell me too, like we're trying to be creative because New Orleans people are generous. You can't say like, hey, you should tip more. New Orleans people tip very well. They get it. It's the hospitality culture. But just be more strategic and a little more creative in how we help these restaurants get through their hard time. I mean, Tommy, it's a lot like a mini COVID in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to minimize that, but you know, the way that we talked about how do we support restaurants during the pandemic when they were under these harsh limitations and they were really on the ropes. It's a little bit like that in the summertime. And so just think how you can meet these places halfway. Think about the places you really value. Think about the places you haven't been to in a long time. And I'm here to tell you, this summer, you know, I'm going to be telling you about all kinds of new restaurants. Boy, I've got some hot ones coming up in the next couple of weeks that you're going to love hearing about. That's called a tease.
Right.
But you're also going to be hearing from me all summer long about restaurants that have been around for a while that I'm revisiting. Because that's one of the things that I've embraced for this summer, slow season. I'm going to walk the walk of going to these places that I haven't been to in a while and hopefully putting them back on the map for folks.
Before we run out of time, there's only so much money to go around, but the people hold the Greek Fest every year, 50th annual. They need some, you know, attendance as well. Tell me a couple of words about the Greek Fest before we let you go, please.
So glad you brought this up. It's the 50th anniversary. This is a really special festival. It feels like a family reunion, a Greek family reunion built around food and wine on Bayou St. John. It's so terrific. It's up there by the lake. And what makes it different is that it's not restaurant vendors, it's not caterers and that kind of thing that we see at most festivals, which are wonderful. For Greek Fest, it is the community. It is home cooking on a massive scale. From the guys manning the rotisseries for the spring lamb to the amazing bake shop inside that they set up. There's a market. People go there and go shopping, Tommy. I mean, mm-hmm. they bring bags to bring stuff home, and you'll see people filling up the Tupperware that they brought in for all the baked goods and the specialty products in the market, and then just feasting all day long on the specialties. And by the way, I've got a hot tip. Feta fries are back, okay? After a hiatus since the pandemic, Greek Fest has brought back the feta fries. Also, the ouzo lemonade, the ouzo jello shots, and the pomegranate daiquiris. Opa, my friend. It's going to be good on the bayou at Greek Fest.
Thank you, Ian McNulty. A pleasure as always. You can find everything Ian talks about at Ian McNulty. Just Google his name and it'll come up. I will say this, when it comes to Greek Fest, having been there, in addition to all the great stuff to eat and drink and everything else, take a tour of the church because it's a beautiful building. It really is. And they give tours of the church. You got to be respectful, of course, but it's a beautiful building. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what's going on at the National World War II Museum for Memorial Day, which, of course, happens this weekend. We'll take a break, come back, WWL. Right now, traffic. 9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday, May 23rd. Heading into Memorial Day weekend, and sometimes what Memorial Day is all about becomes the least of it, and that's the last thing in the world that any of us want to happen. Maggie Hartley joins us now, Director of Public Engagement for the National World War II Museum. How you doing, Maggie?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me on today.
You got one heck of an operation over there, I'm going to tell you. You really do. I love going to the National World War II Museum. Tell me a little bit about what's going on for Memorial Day weekend, please.
Absolutely. So really on Monday is when we have our big commemoration of this important day. You know, a lot of people recognize this is the start of the summer, but it's important not to forget that this is a day about remembering those who gave their lives in service to our country, the reason why we have the freedom to be able to go to the beach and have barbecues with our friends. And so it's important to take a moment to remember that. And so that's what we're doing on Monday morning at 11 o'clock with our Memorial Day commemoration ceremony. We're going to have a performance by the American Legion Post 377 Band. And then our keynote speaker is going to be Gail Joyce. She understands Memorial Day probably more than any of us ever could. She lost her husband due to the effects of Agent Orange in Vietnam. And she lost her son in one of the battles in Somalia, the one that was actually tied to Black Hawk Down, which many of us recognize due to that movie. And so she understands the cost of freedom more than many of us. And so it's going to be a very impactful way to just take an hour just to remember why we have our freedom and why we have this holiday weekend.
When it comes to the other things that are going on at the National World War II Museum, sometimes, Maggie, I get tongue-tied because there are so many things I want to talk about, and there's just a limited amount of time. Tell me about the Aleutian Islands campaign exhibit, would you please?
Absolutely. So we have an exhibit. It opened up just a few months ago. It's on American shores, the Aleutian Islands campaign. Many of you may be scratching your heads wondering, well, what even is that? It actually is about the only fighting that occurred in North America on land in World War II in Alaska. And so it looks at the different battles, including the Battle of the Two, that were instrumental in pushing back the Japanese away from North America. So it's a very insightful exhibit. I encourage everyone to come out. It's a part of World War II history that really isn't discussed.
Tell me about some of the other things that don't get the big attention at the National World War II Museum that people want to see when they go and make their trip.
Absolutely. I will say one thing to keep on your radar right now, if it's been a while since you've been to the museum, is that Beyond All Boundaries will be undergoing refurbishment in the next few months. So if you want a chance to see it before it gets updated, it will be available through the next probably 2 or 3 weeks. Here at the museum, there's always something going on. You know, we recently just launched our Blue Star Museums program that allows all active Reserve and National Guard members to bring their families to the museum for free. So it's another way that we pay tribute to those who defend our freedom day in and day out. We are in the final stretch for our special exhibit, Fighting for the Right to Fight, that looks at the African-American experience in World War II, and that'll be open through July. So there's lots of different things going on and some things that you definitely don't want to miss out on coming up in the next few weeks.
Tell me about the Boeing Pavilion, if you can, for people that have never been there. Describe it.
Absolutely. So the Boeing Pavilion is the U.S. Freedom Pavilion, the Boeing Center. And it is one of the most, I would say, magical components of our museum. When you walk in, you see these beautiful warbirds up in the ceiling, so planes from World War II. And you have the opportunity to get up close to them on our different catwalks throughout this space and get to have a bird's eye view into what was experienced in the air war. It's truly an incredible space that also has many of our vehicles from World War II, including tanks and the duck jeep, you know, the jeeps that would go from land to water. So really, it's an amazing space, and especially for kids. Kids light up when they go into this space because it's so cool to see these huge vehicles and planes.
Kids are going to love the USS Tang experience, too. Tell me about that.
Exactly. So in our Freedom Pavilion, we also have the USS Tang submarine experience, and that's included in admission with the museum. And so you can go and you learn more about the USS Tang, which is a submarine. I won't completely give away the story for it because it kind of ruins the surprise for what happens. But you get to experience a day in combat with the submarine, and each person's assigned to a different role, and you get to kind of see the different positions on a submarine. You know, oftentimes we just think of submarines as being underwater and navigating in that way, but there were quite a few men on board who had different roles, and it gives you a good insight into that, and then pays tribute to the men who lost their lives on the USS Tang as well.
And gives you a chance to kind of pretend that you are on the submarine. I know Jordan Fiegel and I were grown men, and we still enjoyed it. You didn't have to be a kid to do that. Tell me real quick about the Bayou to Battlefield, because I love that part of it and the unique part that New Orleans played in the history of the World War with the Higgins boats.
Absolutely. So when it comes to New Orleans, the biggest reason why we're here is because of Higgins Industries. And so they constructed Higgins boats along with quite a few different craft for the water, of course, that really helped us win the war. You know, Eisenhower would go on and credit Andrew Higgins and the Higgins boats, specifically the landing craft, for our success in World War II. And they were essentially constructed here, inspired by the bayous and the need for a flat boat with easy mobility. And then utilized for the military during World War II. And so we have different boats, different landing craft on display here at the museum. We have PT-05, which is also a Higgins Industries constructed vessel that guests are able to come and take a close look at. I know we're going to be debuting a behind-the-scenes tour for that boat in particular in the next few months. It's something to keep an eye out for. But we really do pay tribute to Higgins and everything he did here at the museum. I know we have an upcoming dinner with a curator coming up soon on Andrew Higgins, if you want to hear a little bit more about his life. And so, you know, we really do take the time to not forget about these New Orleans connections here at the National World War II Museum.
Tell me quickly, recap of what's going to happen on Memorial Day, please.
Absolutely. So our Memorial Day commemoration ceremony is at 11 o'clock. It is free and open to the public. It'll also be live streamed. We'll have a performance by the American Legion Post 377 Band and a special message from Gail Joyce, who has a unique perspective on Memorial Day as someone who has lost both her husband and her son in military service to our country. And so we hope to see you there. And if you're not able to make it in person, that you'll tune in online to just take a moment to remember why we have this holiday weekend.
I should say, Dr. Maggie Hartley, you can't wait to go to work in the morning, can you?
I love it.
I know.
I truly have one of the best jobs.
I can tell in your voice. I love the National World War II Museum as well. Thank you, Maggie. Dr. Maggie Hartley, Director of Public Engagement, National World War II Museum. Go to www.thenewworld2museum.org and get your tickets, plan your trip, find out more. We'll be back in a flash to find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.